in force. That's the latest.
Chris, thank you. Now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Friday the 26th of June. The general synopsis at midnight, Lowe's, Fitzroy 1009 and Seoul 1010 losing their identities. High, German Bight 1020 dissipating. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, south 4 or 5 becoming variable 2 to 4. Thundery showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. North at Cira, south at Cira, variable 2 to 4, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Cyclonic 3 to 5, thundery showers, fog patches developing, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Fisher, German Bight, Humber. Southeast becoming variable 2 to 4, thundery showers in Fisher and Humber, good, occasionally poor in Fisher and Humber. Thames, Dover, Wight. Southeast veering southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor. Portland, Plymouth. Southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, thundery showers later, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, Seoul. Cyclonic, becoming south or southwest, 4 to 6, showers, thundery at first, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Cyclonic, becoming south, 4 to 6, showers, thundery at first with fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. Shannon, cyclonic, becoming southwest later, 4 to 6, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, north, 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Malin, cyclonic, becoming south later, 4 to 6, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Hebrides, northwest veering northeast, becoming cyclonic later, 4 to 6, rain or thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, west 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east 4 or 5 later, showers, good, occasionally poor. Ferrol, cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming east 4 to 6 later, rain or showers, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Faroes, west 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then east 4 to 6 later. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Southeast Iceland, southwesterly 4 to 6, backing southeasterly 3 or 4 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, north by west, 3. Stornoway, northwest by north, 3. Mist, 900 metres, 1013 falling. Lerwick, southeast by south, 3. Rain, 100 metres, 1013 falling. Lucas, west, 2. 6 miles, 1014 now rising. Bridlington, calm, 1014 falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by south, 4, 2 miles, 1012. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, southwest by west, 3, 11 miles, 1012. Jersey, west by south, 3, 7 miles, 1013, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest, 4, 1012. Scilly Automatic, south by east, 5. Mist, 1.5 miles, 1010, now rising. Valentia, northwest, 3. Mist, 4 miles, 1010, rising more slowly. Ronald's Way, southwest, 1. 5 miles, 1011, falling slowly. Malin Head, northwest by north, 4. Recent rain, 1.5 miles, 1014, rising slowly. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Friday the 26th of June. The general situation, a fairly slack and humid flow will affect much of the British Isles with a continued risk of thunderstorms. A strong southerly flow will then affect northern and western waters later today and on Saturday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5, then veering southeast later, occasionally 6 later near Cape Wrath. Rain or showers, thundery for a time, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, but occasionally very poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeast 3 to 5, then veering south later. Thundery showers, fog patches later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor, but occasionally very poor later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south later. Thundery showers at first, then fog patches, fair later. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. South or southeast, veering southwest later, 2 to 4. Thundery showers at first. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Easterly or southeasterly, 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwest 4 or 5, then variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Southwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Thundery showers later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southwest 4 or 5, backing south 2 to 4. Mainly fair. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in west, backing southerly 2 to 4 later. Mainly fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming south or southwest, 4 to 6. Showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Cyclonic 3 to 5, becoming southwest 4 to 6, then backing south 3 to 5 later. Showers, thundery at first, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Isle of Man, variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southwest 4 to 6. Showers and fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Variable 2 to 4, becoming south or southeast 4 to 6. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Kintyre to Ardenmurchan Point. North, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first near Tyree, becoming southeast 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Ardenmurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northeast, veering south later 4 to 6. Rain or showers, thundery for a time later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Finally, Shetland Isles, west veering north, 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first, veering east, 4 or 5 later. Rain or showers, but fair for a time, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. And that completes the shipping bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4. In a couple of minutes, we'll hear how the heatwave hasn't been a problem for everyone. Many vineyards have welcomed the sunshine. More details coming up in Farming Today shortly. First, it's time for prayer for the day with Brian Kerr of Kilmacombe Parish Church in Inverclyde.
Good morning. I remember a friend of mine who climbed Munro's said that you don't really know a hill until you've climbed it slowly. You can drive past it, you can photograph it, you can read about it in a guidebook, but the hill only gives itself up to the person who's put one foot in front of the other long enough to feel it. I think most of the things worth knowing are like that. Friendships, marriages, work that matters, faith when it's any good. None of them arrive by post, they arrive by walking. This week I've been talking about some of the small habits that over time shape the kind of person we become. Noticing what we name, knowing the people and the things that matter to us, serving the neighbour we'd rather avoid, trusting when the path goes dark, showing by how we live what we say we believe. None of it is dramatic or even delivers quick results. It's just one foot in front of the other. For Christians, this is what following Jesus actually looks like. It's not a single decision or a finished argument. It's a walk with company in roughly the right direction. There are days that you can see the path clearly, and there are days that you can't, but you keep walking anyway. Now, you don't have to share my faith to recognise that principle. Most of what makes a